This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Season's greetings to all listening to the program. I figure we're in the season now because the first week of December, you're listening to the Talk Radio.
We need another.
Yes, we need a little Christmas and we need a little jingle.
Quickly, what show did that come from?
What? Which one?
We need a little Christmas.
Yeah. We need a little Christmas. And you don't tell. No, I don't remember. What
Maine.
Did it come from?
Maine? It was November, and they went broke, and they wanted to cheer themselves up, Maine and her staff of loyal servants.
Really?
It was during the Depression when the stock market crashed. So they bring out the holly. It was a Christmas song that was when there wasn't Christmas, and it's become a Christmas classic.
Yeah, wow, it sure has. And Mitch Miller and the Sing-Along Gang did that. Yeah, we're really dating ourselves with that. Michael Harrison is here.
I remember Scott Joplin used to play it when he came to town.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people that have made it this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To introduce you to Mr. Harrison, basically I'm an introducer. I'm like Tom Bergeron. I just introduce people. For a living. I wish I was making the kind of dough that he did.
Oh, he's good at it.
Did you? Oh, he's.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, ding-a-ding.
I think Tom Bergeron is one of the most talented people at doing nothing.
Yes.
He does it with great aplomb.
He does. Yeah, he's been very, very good. He started, he's a guy from Haverhill, Massachusetts, up the road from me. And whenever I've ever talked to him, it's always been about our Massachusetts roots. He was very smooth. He was on many radio stations here, started doing a local TV show when he was in his early 30s, and now at the age of 65, he's probably done some of the best television work in that genre of anybody who's been in the medium. So now the question is, what does he do? What does he want? He doesn't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. So what does he do? He doesn't want to do a game show. I bet you he could do a talk show, though.
He probably could. You have to be smart to do what he does. I mean, the way he used to do America's Funniest Home Videos, that show was nothing more than walking on this crazy set in front of a live audience, seeming to make importance out of nothing. And he did it. I'm telling you, the guy's a master at just being a TV personality. You know what he's like? Back in the old days, there was a guy, Gary Moore. Do you remember Gary Moore?
Oh, my God. Yes,
another guy. Arthur Godfrey was that way. They just knew how to handle themselves on TV. They didn't bring any kind of message.
Talent,
content talent. They weren't dancers. They weren't singers. They weren't stand-up comics. But they were smooth as glass, and they were great interstitial elements for moving a variety show along. It's a lost art.
Yeah, it really is. And so a lot of those original game show hosts and people that were, remember how NBC Monitor sounded on the weekend, how polished that was in terms of how things were presented, and all the big stars of television were doing that radio, and they all wanted, I remember Ed McMahon said to me, he wanted to do it. They didn't ask him, he asked them. Can I do?
I think the closest thing we have today to somebody of that ilk is Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I agree.
He sort of has that ability to just make the TV seem professional.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into our story list. Speaking of professional, people list, a story list published every week at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, so you can get this. But it doesn't really have the same starch as listening to Michael go through all the work that he and his staff have done. So would you please take it away, sir?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the SpaceX rocket launch, and that's tied with other space-related news. And the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon was this past Tuesday. So that's number 10. At number 9, we have a tie between race relations and police reform. They tend to go together. The Fort Hood murder case back in the news. At number 8. At number 7, the Facebook breakup lawsuit tied with the FireEye hack. At number six, we have the economy and stimulus negotiations. At number five, U.S.-China relations and the Hunter Biden tax investigation. At number four, the Georgia Senate runoff elections. At number three, the Biden transition appointments and nominations. At number two, Trump still claiming election fraud. And the big Texas lawsuit trying to get the Supreme Court to overturn the battleground states, that's a major brouhaha that's currently happening. And at number one, COVID-19, discussion about the vaccines, statistics and projections, and prevention. And those are the stories. You want to go through the people real fast?
Please, yes.
Vanessa Gillian at number 10, Mark Zuckerberg at 9, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Steve Mnuchin at number 8, Hunter Biden at 7, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock at 6. That's the Georgia bunch. Number 5, Susan Rice, Lloyd Austin, and Janet Yellen. That's the nominee bunch. Number 4, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's the Time Person of the Year bunch. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Ted Cruz, yes. Ken Paxton, and John Eastman. That's the lawsuit bunch. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And number 1, we have Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right. So the list, the people list, it's always interesting to see when you look through the list, there are some names that appear there all the time. And then there are other people. I've forgotten why Susan Rice's name came up this week, actually.
She's going to be appointed to a job.
Yeah, well, she's a horror show. I hope she doesn't get appointed to a. There are some people that are really good, like Janet Yellen is on the list as well. She's very well qualified to run the. She was running the Fed. Being Secretary of the Treasury would be a perfect job for her. Seems to be very. And do you think there is an overemphasis, Michael, in women or people who are of color in terms of where they belong on this list? Some people say, yeah, we need a good mix. Other people say, oh, it's too much. You're carrying it too far. Yada, yada, yada.
I think that it's an issue that deserves scrutiny. I don't think you should put people in jobs that are not qualified. But if you have people who are qualified, it's good to have a nice mix.
Yes.
And it's in the best of all worlds, you'll have a good mix and people that are qualified based on the assumption that there are qualified people in all races, ethnicities, and genders.
I think that's been part of the whole affirmative action thing. And how it got out of hand, I think, in a way, earlier on when it was started as a reaction to not having enough people who were qualified, whether it's getting into school, whether it's getting into jobs. And yet you hear Black Lives Matter, and this is the first time I can remember for a while that Black Lives Matter hasn't been on the top 10 story list. But, you know, maybe the police reform and race relations is a way of referencing that, I think. Yeah.
It is. Black Lives Matter is part of the race relations. But yeah. There's been less focus specifically on the organization and what's called the Black Lives Matter movement and just concern about race relations. Mm-hmm. And as far as the police reform, basically our research indicates that most people, Democrats and Republicans, do not want to defund the police. That's a very small
group. Defunding is stupid. Reforming is necessary. Defunding is stupid.
Well, we're starting to come to that clarity.
Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, thinking of that sounds great. Go out in the street and protest, and we're going to defund the police. What are you going to get? All you're going to get is a complete chaos. Because you got to have some order, law and order, et cetera. But one of the things, as you look at the technology news of the week, I was thinking about this when we talked about Facebook and the breakup lawsuit. That's number 7 this week on the story count, and how everybody we don't even realize, the average person has no clue as to what the people at Facebook know about you as a patron of their business. Or what other similar organizations know about you. It just is, maybe people don't want to face it. How much of our lives is predicated on what marketing, somebody laughed earlier and said they were in the bathroom and they were hollering to their wife about they needed something, and the next thing they know, what they were talking about was on their screen of their Facebook.
Siri is eavesdropping.
Yeah, right, exactly. So. Where does that?
Well, we have no privacy anymore. The problem is a large segment of the population doesn't care about privacy. What have I got to hide? Look at the convenience.
That's not the point. Hello.
Of course, that's not the point. Of course, that's not the point. But you know, how easy or hard is it nowadays to make a point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about your recollections of John Lennon as we continue on here. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. John Lennon's number 10 this week in terms of the story. They're remembering what happened 40 years ago. If you are looking to clean up your act, I have the perfect way for you to literally clean up the act. Navage Nasal Care will clean up your nose. And most people who are aware, who are cognizant of how their body works, knows that especially with the virus now, the virus gets in through your eyes and through your nose. That's how it gets into your body. So if you have a clean nose, you are really a long way along the road to keeping yourself protected. It is a drug-free way of cleansing your sinuses, getting rid of the congestion, that sort of thing. And the product is called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Make yourself get into this this pocket of cleanliness. Pretty easy to do. Just go to Navage.com. That's an excellent website to learn about how your nose functions, helps your understanding of your body, and now you'll be twice as likely to have less chance of any of the fall problems, the winter problems. What you're breathing in needs to be scrutinized, and your nose does that, but it catches all that stuff up in there. Sometimes it doesn't catch at all. So if you want to keep your body clean, start by keeping your nose clean. Think about it. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, so why aren't you cleaning your nose? Pretty good question, right?
Yeah.
Check out the... Yeah. It's like Steve Allen. Remember the old days of Steve Allen? Yeah! Yeah! No, it's... Yeah, let's go to Navage, all of us together, Navage.com, and get yourself one of these kits and keep your nose clean, Navage.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
All right, is Trump really in denial, or is it showbiz when it comes to all the election fraud conversations, even though we're learning a lot about our election system and how well it works or doesn't? And I think that's a service that we are being provided with all this stuff. But where does it go, Michael?
I think, well, first of all, I think that's a great question, the psychology of Donald Trump. I think it's both. I think he's in denial and it's show business. I think he plays off of his own character quirks and right. uses it to his advantage.
It's no business like show business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no business I know. So he'll get into that. I think that's for sure where he's destined to go once January 20th comes around. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move back into the fold here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The overview of the charts in this case for the week of December 7th to the 11th. We get closer to the end of the year. We'll do a big year-end show as we always do. The top items of the year in the last week of the year. But we've still got a few weeks to go. It's Hanukkah this week. I haven't noticed that. I would have thought there'd been more conversation. We get so wrapped up in this other stuff. I think culture is an important thing for us to be discussing. Things that people do with their time. What's important to individual? This stuff is so collective, but what's important to the individual? Don't you think celebrating the holidays is an important thing for people, no matter what their religion? This is an important time of the year to reflect. I guess we're doing a lot of that, though.
Yeah, well, are you saying that people are not celebrating and talking about or reflecting on the holidays? I think the holidays are... I mean, you got to understand, this is not a typical year. This is a crazy year, but I don't see any diminishment in terms of people paying attention to the holidays, do you?
I don't hear a lot of conversation about it on the air, and that sort of was the point of the... Yeah, I think there are people who are kind of into it, but I don't know. Maybe it would be refreshing for us to get off of this treadmill that we're on and get on to something that people would like to talk about. You know, what are you doing? What are the traditions of Hanukkah? What are the traditions? You know, that a lot of people don't know a lot about some other religions other than their own.
And well, so I think it's a very difficult thing to expect people to suddenly be interested in the traditions of Hanukkah when people are dying and there's a vaccine on the horizon. The president is claiming election fraud.
Okay, I get that. I get that, but I just think that it's kind of... I don't know. I find it there's a romanticism. I spent a whole, I don't know, Phil, how much time did I spend on Hanukkah this week? I think I spent a half an hour talking about the history of Hanukkah and where, you know, what happened, what was the reason it got started, and the fact that most people who don't know much about Jewish tradition think that all the Jewish holidays are very serious and somber, when in fact Hanukkah is quite a celebratory. You know, there's nine candles and stuff, right? Isn't that, you know...
The problem with Hanukkah is that the commercial aspects of both Christmas and Hanukkah have tended to turn Hanukkah into the Jewish Christmas, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It has nothing to do with
no.
It just happens to be at the same time of the year.
Yeah,
but
right.
And it goes back to a time when the big ethnic divide in the United States was Christians and Jews. Now Christians and Jews are like the same block because there's suddenly an awareness of Muslims and there's awareness of Eastern religion. And, you know, the world that you and I grew up in, it was like you're either a Christian or a Jew. Yeah. And everything else was sort of like, you know, it wasn't... Right. Given who any knew, attention.
Who cared?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now you hear the term Judeo-Christian a lot because you suddenly realize that the Jews and the Christians have tremendous amount in common. What is that? Have a tremendous... it isn't on my end.
Maybe it is. Nope, it's not on my end.
Yeah. Well, it must be on my end. It is on your end. I think it is on your end. Yes. All right. Hold on.
Well, answer the damn thing. Answer it. Hello? We got a caller. Hey, we got a caller.
Right, you're on the air.
You know what? I think the election is a fraud. I think the election is a fraud. I don't want to hear about Hanukkah. I want to hear about the election.
Have you done any talk radio this week? Have you done any hosting of any programs this week?
I have not hosted any programs this week. I guessed a lot, but I have not hosted a program this week, thank goodness.
So when you guessed it, what are... The questions that are coming to you, is it the same kind of
stuff? What are we going to do about the fact that the election is a fraud?
What do you know about that? Why would they ask you that question?
Because you're on the radio, and the radio knows everything.
That's a great place to advertise cars. Yes, okay, I got it. Yeah. Meanwhile, the lawsuits, the election fraud stuff, I do think that's worth some of our time. We'll get to it in a few moments here as we go away for a bit, but we'll be back with the second half hour of the countdown right after this.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax-advantaged, and the premium costs are tax-deductible for employers. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed suspect has been fatally shot by police after opening fire at a Christmas concert outside the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Harlem, New York. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says a man shouted, "Kill me," and fired multiple shots just outside the doors of the church. Three NYPD officers almost immediately engaged the gunman. The identity of a deceased gunman has not been released. No one else was reported to have been hurt. The FBI is investigating a breach into the Treasury and Commerce Departments by a Russian group known as Cozy Bear. The same group hacked the Democrat National Committee in 2015. It's unclear how long hackers have been monitoring internal emails at the department. Spokesman says the United States government is aware of these reports and are taking all necessary steps The Cleveland Indians baseball team will remove the nickname they've used for 105 years. The Cleveland baseball team is expected to announce plans early this week. The team has not decided on a new moniker. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Not everyone is happy, happy, joy, joy over the COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed, on Fox News Sunday said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA board on Thursday and is expected to also be approved for emergency use. This year's additions to the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress have been announced. The Dark Knight, Shrek, Grease, The Blues Brothers, Lilies of the Field. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, said, "This is not only a great honor for all of us who worked on The Dark Knight, this is also a tribute to all the amazing artists and writers who have worked on the great mythology of Batman over the decades." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A serious and consequential look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is the experience we have every week. We try to have a good time with it as well. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the whole gamut of things, story behind the story of a lot of great hosts. Who's the Michael Harrison interview this week? By the way, speaking of
Michael Harrison,
hosts.
Interview is a very, very dynamic young woman, a millennial who's beginning a great talk radio career. Her name is Grace Curley, and she's beginning her show on WRKO in January. And for years, she's been quite well known in New England as the co-host and executive producer of the Howie Carr Show. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to be out under the spotlight herself, and she's quite good. It's a nice conversation.
Yeah, it is. And a little inside radio. She's replacing somebody else who was associated with Howie Carr for a long time. He went on the air as Virgin Boy. Remember him? He was the one that was in that position.
Howie Carr has had an enormous impact on WRKO in Boston, and he's had an enormous impact on New England radio.
Yes, he
and,
has.
I have often said if New England were a state, one state, he'd probably be elected governor.
There you go. And you know who he came to for his, he was a columnist with the Boston Herald and still is. But when he was a young kid, I was running WEEI in Boston, and he came to me and said, you ought to do a talk host, and I want to be the host. You ought to do a talk program on EEI. It was the all-news station in Boston at the time. And,
oh, you should have hired him.
We Pat, yeah, I should have hired him. You're right about that. There's a lot of shoulda, couldas, and wouldas involved in that. But the station owners wanted to keep it pure, all news, yeah. All right, anyway, enough of that stuff. That's
and now look at what's called all news today. It's all views.
It is, right. News and views. Yeah. Number two this week is the claim that there is election fraud. Number two, the only thing that precedes it or that's more important, according to the research that you've done, is the COVID situation. So what is the story with the lawsuits? What do you think? I mean, they've pretty much all melted away now, haven't they? Even though
there's one more big one going on. There's one more really big one going on. 17 states' attorneys general.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay, well, I guess we better do a good commercial now while we figure out where Michael has gone. The Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue after I remind you how to get healthy the right way. For years now, I've been talking about why it is important for you to choose something healthy in order to be healthy. And Calitrin is the healthiest way to lose weight that there is in existence, not only in our country, but anywhere around the world. So if you would like to become an independent thinker and make your body what you would like it to be, both men and women, by the way, families get on board to lose weight the natural way. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, and you get fast shipping. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you put in when you are checking out after you've decided whether you want to buy a 3-month or 4-month or 10-month or whatever it is, you get twice as many. So if you buy 10 months worth of Calitrin, you'll get 20 months worth of product. Help out yourself and everybody in your family. The one thing about this that I find most comforting is that the clinical studies that were independent, not paid for by Calitrin, prove that it works. 86% success rate. The results, higher metabolism, weight loss, side benefits that include improved joint flexibility, the better sleep you get with this stuff. I take 4 capsules every night before I go to bed. And the awesome benefits are so, it's very obvious what's going on with me and my body, and it'll be obvious with you. 45-day money-back guarantee. If you haven't started to lose weight in 45 days, they give you your money back. So go to toploss.com. Get in on it now before you gain more weight as you get into the end of the year. Start now. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin does. It keeps it off. You stay on the program. Healthy weight loss. Super program, super people to deal with. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Delivering all-round productivity to get you through the workday, the ASUS Expert Book, P2451, is the complete business package. I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Check It Out radio show and podcast. For those who need a powerful and versatile business-grade device to work on at home, at the office, or on the go, the ExpertBook P2451 is a lightweight and thin laptop, yet features military-grade robustness and corporate-level security, and features the new SensePoint pointing nub, located in the middle of the keyboard, to let you easily control the on-screen cursor. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from. Designed for modern businesses with an eye to the future, learn more about the ASUS ExpertBook P2451 at asus.com. That's ASUS.com, and search for ExpertBooks.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, Michael went someplace into the great ethos beyond. So now we pick up the pieces. We were talking about the election fraud, and I know you probably went on.
I worked so hard.
I know.
I worked so hard explaining it, and then I found out I wasn't on the air. You know, you don't know you're not on the air because you actually still see yourself.
I didn't disappear. No.
Oh, my God. So basically, the latest wrinkle in this ongoing fraud claim is that Texas, the attorney general there, has petitioned the Supreme Court, backed up by 17 other attorneys general, all Republicans, to get the Supreme Court to throw out the results of the four battleground states and turn the election around in the favor of Donald Trump based on allegations that there's fraud, which, of course, every court thus far has rejected as being baseless. So that's the story, and that's like the last hurrah. But it's still happening, you know, it's still going on. So the story, the Trump denial of Biden's victory, his loss, and his claim of election fraud continues at least through this week into this weekend.
What do you think the inaugural day is going to be like when they switch off, the two of them?
That's a question that I can't answer. That's the quest. That's the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that. There's a lot of possibilities. Trump will either just be very quiet and it'll happen. Trump will go along with it and change his tune. Or Trump will try to create a competing event for television ratings. Which I think would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would be. Got to bring people together. I thought it was interesting. Biden this week was griping about how people need to get together. He wants to move ahead on police reform, but he said you can't do it by executive order, which I think is pretty sage when you get down to it. You can't just mandate it. You got to get people to work together. They got to understand the differences. And I think it's been one of the things that's been by fiat the last 4 years. And it hasn't, you know, it worked in some circumstances, but not in every circumstance. You just can't legislate how people think about themselves and what they think about other people, right?
And also, it's very local in nature. You know, you don't want to have a national, you know, police army. That would be very dangerous. But the word that I get is, and this is out there in reliable sources, that Biden has been privately telling people on the left side of his party, you know, tone it down a little bit about this police defunding and this police reform. It's not something people want to hear, and it's going to kill us. You see, this goes back to what I said before about Biden being a pragmatic politician. You can't hold him accountable for things he did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because he's going to change. He's going to go with what he thinks will work in terms of the politics of it. Hey, unless, of course, you don't believe it, but Biden got more votes for president than anybody in the history of this country. Yep. You know, Trump's going around saying, I got more votes than any incumbent president. And it's true.
What he's not saying
is that Biden got more votes than anybody.
Than he did. Yeah, right, exactly.
There was a huge turnout.
Yeah.
You know?
There's some audio excerpts that have been posted on this civil rights meeting that he had this week. And he basically is saying the same thing to them as he's saying, you know, calm down, you guys. You can't have everything your own way overnight. You can't disrupt the apple cart. You better use your head or you'll lose whatever gains you've gotten, which I think also pretty sage advice. Police reform is necessary. Listen, public service, the reform of schools and how the system works in general, what we're paying for, all that needs to go through a reformation. We really have a problem in this country. And I guess we haven't, you know, you look around the world, it's the same sort of thing. A lack of respect for authority because authority has been abusive. Now, you're certainly making an argument for that here, in this neck of the woods. Right,
and that's the sensensitive relationship between the power of government and the authority of the governed to be governed.
Yeah,
and this is not something that comes naturally. This is not something ever to be taken for granted, and you can't turn a big ship around too quickly without it capsizing. This is something people have to learn, that maintaining stability is equally important as advancing forward and engaging reform. You can't do it too quickly, you can't do it haphazardly, and you can't replace one bad idea with another bad idea just because it's different. And maybe we'll come to that understanding that it's a very, very delicate balance to run an enterprise as big and as complicated as the United States, and we've got to stop acting like babies, and we've got to stop acting stupid.
Yep. What do you remember about John Lennon? What sticks in your mind as to his accomplishments, as to what happened 40 years ago? That's one of the items on the list this week, the 40th anniversary of his being murdered. So what do you, there have been a lot of documentaries on television, books written, you know, the whole thing. What's your carry away?
I think he was a member of the Beatles, if I recall. And, I mean, what can be said about John Lennon other than when it comes to popular culture of the 20th century, he was one of the most influential, unique, original, identifiable, interesting, colorful, quirky icons in all of popular music and popular culture. He's up there. His influence on our culture is profound, and he's so unique. His voice, his guitar playing, his attitude, his personal life, so unique that it's hard to see him objectively for those of us who know him well. So that's my view of him. One of the things I think that apply to today is just listen to the words of the song Revolution, and you realize that even though he was a lefty, he was a liberal, he had the biggest resistance and problems, not just from the right, but from people further to the left than he is or was. And that's similar to what we've just been discussing about Biden. So there's a lot to be learned about modern-day politics by looking at the history and the story of John Lennon.
I don't think Joe Biden is going to mimic Barack Obama. I think he's got a lot of the same people coming back around, but I don't think his point of view is the same as Obama's. And people who keep saying it's got to be Obama all over again.
I agree.
I don't see that.
I don't see it either. First of all, 4 years have passed. Biden is his own man. He wants to be his own man. And Biden is, you know, 8 years old?
78.
He's not looking to play politics and be dirty or do things or be careful. At this point in his life, he'd love to have a good legacy. I'm sure of that. I regardless of, you know, Hunter Biden and China and all that crap that you can dig up on any politician.
Yep, they're all getting dirt, fine, plenty of it all the way around.
And if we're going to spend all our time digging up dirt, we're going to have a dump truck.
We're going to be stuck in the same place we are right now. Do you know when you're going to get your vaccine, or are you going to get a vaccine, a shot?
I'll get a vaccine as soon as I can. I believe that that's the way to go.
You do. I talked to somebody yesterday about a flu shot. I said, what happens, because I've never had a flu shot. What happens when you get a flu shot? She says, your arm will ache for a while, and that's it. I said, what's going to happen when you get the COVID shot? She said, it depends on what you get. If you get Moderna, you'll have a different impact than what you get from Pfizer. Pfizer is going to make you sick for a day or two. Not clear that that's what's going to happen with Moderna. And then people say, well, can I have a choice? Here where I am in New England, Moderna is headquartered in my hometown, so I'm sure I'm going to get access to that first. But I think I will get a shot, frankly, and I'm not much on shots or vaccines, but I think it makes sense to do that. So,
well, we all have to stop living the way we are because it's making us crazy.
Crazy. You're right. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Three past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here, and I have my work cut out for me. I'm working with Victoria Keelan. That's not work, but trying to understand some of these things that are going on as the world of technology goes up, up, and away. We have the top five technology stories and how they affect you this week. And starting at number five, Victoria is interested in watching Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And this has been, there's a big buzz on this.
Yeah.
I look at it and think, this is a big mistake on their part. But anyway, what's the story?
Well, you know, it is what it is right now. So Wonder Woman on Christmas Day will launch in theaters as well as on HBO Max. If you have an HBO Max account, you will not be charged extra for it. You will be able to watch Wonder Woman 1984 from the comfort of your own home. A lot of people are excited about this. So here's the thing, though. A lot of people have been are misunderstanding how this works. They think they're going to sign up for a free trial on Christmas Day so they can watch Wonder Woman free and then cancel it. But, well, that's not going to happen. Don't make that your plan because there are no free trials.
Right.
You're going to have a proper account. It's $14.99 a month. And so if you think about it, though, your whole family can watch it for $14.99 for the month rather than all of the individual theater tickets. So for families who are staying home, it is a lot cheaper. But just make sure that, you know, that's not your plan because there are no free trials at all on any of the streaming services anymore. And so Disney Plus also has they've also gotten rid of their free trial. So Disney Plus has just announced that they have a ton of Star Wars related things heading their way. So
yeah.
Disney Plus is one you might want to have as well as HBO Max going into the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, speaking of all this stuff, the excitement around new shows, the hottest show is The Mandalorian. What's the scoop?
Right. Disney Plus's The Mandalorian is so incredibly popular that Nerf, you know, the maker, the toy maker, has announced what will probably be a very hot ticket item this year. It's a new toy blaster that's modeled after the one that Mando carries, and it's $120, and it's 4 feet long. It's the biggest Nerf blaster ever made, and so, of course, it doesn't, it shoots foam, you know, the foam little darts, and but it's really cool looking, and it's a very lifelike replica. It's available for pre-order right now, and from what I've been seeing, apparently it's probably going to sell out. So if you have a Mandalorian lover kid in your house, you might want to put an IOU under the tree, because it won't ship until the spring, but get your orders in right now, because this is going to definitely sell out, but it's very cool.
Number three, as we count our way to number one in the list this week, is a focus on Airbnb, which everybody had given up hope on. That seems to be a premature death.
Yeah, I mean, Airbnb has had probably the most tumultuous year of any real, you know, big organization or brand. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, everyone canceled their Airbnb reservations. I had two that I had to cancel. And Airbnb owners were listing their properties for sale. They just didn't think they were ever going to be able to recover. And then the summer happened. July and August happened. And everyone felt like, okay, I need to get away from where I am. And the safest way to do it is an Airbnb. And so Airbnb started seeing this huge surge in business, and they're still seeing it right now, so much so that they went public on the NASDAQ just, I think, 2 days ago. And I don't know if you saw this, Doug, because you had asked me what the price would be, and I don't remember what the actual IPO was, but it was 143% higher than what they anticipated.
Wow.
So that just gives you an idea. Airbnb is having a really good season right now. And so the part of the Airbnb, they have a new Airbnb.org, and it's an evolution of their original open homes and frontline programs. And essentially, it's a nonprofit that allows hosts who rent out their properties to people who are affected by natural disasters and frontline workers for the pandemic. They will get a special badge. So when you're booking your Airbnb for the future, you can see if you, you know, if you want to support these business owners or these property owners, if you want to support them since they've been volunteering their property without, you know, getting paid for it, it'll be a nice way to recognize them.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Number two this week is an Apple deal.
Yeah, after
right
months
out
of
the
After months of rumors, Apple officially announced the AirPods Max. It's the first Apple-branded over-the-ear wireless noise-canceling headphones, and they cost $549, which sounds like a lot, but that is on par with what Bose has and with Beats by Dre. And they are available right now, and they are going to ship on December 15th. They should arrive in time for Christmas. And unlike the AirPods and AirPods Pro, which just come in white, the AirPods Max come in dark gray, silver, blue, green, and pink. And so it has a 20-hour battery life. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Number one, Netflix. What are they doing?
The biggest scam that's happening right now, and it's not even Netflix's fault, just do not fall for it. If you get a text message or an email saying Netflix is giving away free subscriptions, they are not. It's a scam. Don't click on the link.
They'll
Doug that all the time. Don't click on the link.
Don't click on that link. 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at your service.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.